Okay, good morning. It is Tuesday, April 19th, 2022, and the time is 10:06 a.m. This is the public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code, WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. My name is Brenton Madison, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, and I am the facilitator for this meeting. We thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and provide us with valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-40-660. In addition to myself, also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator, and in his role to monitor and record this meeting as the meeting is being recorded. Bernhard Krutz, Valuation Forester, Benjamin Craig, Revenue Forester, and Paul Stewart, Revenue Forester. As the department continues to resume its normal business operations in light of the emergency orders that have been in place over the last several years, we are conducting this meeting telephonically, and we do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. We do have other parties in attendance on the telephone from outside of the Department of Revenue. So at this time, if you could introduce yourself for purposes of the record.
My name is John Ehrenreich. I'm the Director of Forest Tax and Economics for the Washington Forest Protection Association, Association of Timberland Owners in the state of Washington.
Excellent. Thank you, John. So the legal authority for this meeting is from the Administrative Procedures Act in Chapter 34.05 RCW. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 22-04-029 on January 24th, 2022, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-40-660, referred to in this meeting as Rule 660. Copies of the rule and proposed stumpage values are available. Please email Atif Aziz at atifa@dor.wa.gov if you would like to receive a copy of the existing rule or proposed stumpage values for the second half of 2022. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rule 660. We appreciate receiving comments in writing and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send your written comments to my attention no later than April 22, 2022. My email address is brentonm@dor.wa.gov, and in this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are with respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed changes. This notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rule is today. The next step will be to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the public hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process, and any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Department's Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The final step will be to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the Office of the Code Revisor using a Form CR-103. The revised rule will be effective July 1st, 2022, and will be published in the Washington State Register. At this time, I would like to ask Bernhard to explain the proposed revisions to the rule.
Yeah.
Bernhard, take it away.
Thanks, Brent. To the proposed stumpage values for the second half of 2022. For the Douglas fir and Western hemlock stumpage value, for the calculation of the stumpage values, we had 104 timber sales in our database. And out of those 104 timber sales, there were 61 that were restricted public timber, 78% by volume, private unrestricted were 43 timber sales, which made up 22% by volume. So I'm going to read now the proposed stumpage values, first the species category and then by SVA onto the record. All the stumpage values are up except for the red cedar values on the west side, the red cedar sawlog and pole values are down. And some values state the same from the previous period. So to the Douglas fir, stumpage value area 1, 509, stumpage value area 2, 611, SVA 3, 658, SVA 4, 640, SVA 5, 559, SVA 9, 495. To western hemlock, SVA 1, 342, SVA 2, 448, SVA 3, 404, SVA 4, 418, SVA 5, 399, and SVA 9, 328. Red cedar, SVA 1 through 5, 1,472, SVA 9, 1,458. Ponderosa pine, SVA 1 through 5, 185, SVA 9, 171. Red alder, SVA 1 through 5, 521. SVA 9, 507. Black cottonwood, SVA 1 through 5, 39. SVA 9, 25. Other hardwoods, SVA 1 through 5, 251. SVA 9, 237. Douglas fir pole values, DFL, SVA 1 through 5, 975, SVA 9, 961. Red cedar poles, RCL, SVA 1 through 5, 1,763, SVA 9, 1,749. Chipwood values remain at $1 per ton for all SVAs in the state. RCS values, red cedar shake and shingle blocks, remain the same at 322 per cord for SVA 1 through 9. And the post-Christmas trees remain unchanged from previous periods. For Eastern Washington, Douglas fir, SVA 6, 410, SVA 7, 424. Western hemlock, SVA 6, 304, SVA 7, 318. Red cedar, SVA 6, 1,689, SVA 7, 1,703. Ponderosa pine, SVA 6, 171, SVA 7, 185. Other hardwoods, SVA 6, $1 per MBF, and SVA 7, $9 per MBF. Poles in Eastern Washington, red cedar poles, RCL, SVA 6, 1,891, SVA 7, 1,905. Chipwood values remain at $1 a ton, and the small log values, SVA 6, $23 a ton, and for SVA 7, $25 a ton, which both of those values are unchanged from previous period. And like in Western Washington, RCS, posts, Christmas trees, etc., remain unchanged from previous period. And those are the proposed values. Back to you, Brent.
Right, excellent. Thank you, Bernhard. So at this time, we will now proceed to the comment portion of the meeting. If you do have a comment, now is your opportunity to make it. So I'll open it up for public comment.
So, Bernhard, I'm sorry, my attention wandered there for just a second. Could you repeat the east side Douglas fir and western hemlock values?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. Douglas fir, SVA 6, 410. SVA 7, 424. Western hemlock, SVA 6, 304. SVA 7, 318.
Perfect. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem.
So this is John Ehrenreich with the WFPA. I just wanted to say that, yes, we agree with the values. We appreciate the, as always, we appreciate the work the department puts into doing these. We know that, you know, it's gathering the information and then running the algorithms and everything else is always a challenge from period to period. And we appreciate the way the department handles it, is willing to listen to comments and interact with taxpayers on the establishment of the values. You guys do a great job, and we really appreciate that. So yes, again, we agree with the values as you have proposed for them for the second half of 2022.
Excellent. Thank you, John. Well, I want to thank everybody again for their participation. And the time is 10:16 a.m. and the public meeting for Rule 660 is now adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Terrific. Thanks.